This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 12th of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and clear morning across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa is waking up to clear skies, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, just in, the UAE targeted Iran's Lavan Island refinery during secret attacks against the Islamic regime. The Emirati government hasn't publicly confirmed its involvement in these strikes. Also, Ynet reports earlier this hour that the US has sanctioned firms and individuals over Iranian oil shipments to China. The State Department has announced a reward of up to $15 million for information that disrupts the financial operations of the IRGC. Also this hour, Forward reports that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in an appearance on 60 Minutes, stated that the fight with Hezbollah should be seen as separate from the Iran war. Separately, Walla reports that the UAE carried out secret military strikes on Iranian territory at the beginning of April, targeting an oil facility. And finally, Ynet reports that the State Department has announced a reward of up to $15 million for information that disrupts the financial operations of the IRGC. Reaction has been swift on social media. Shanaka Anslem Pereira, a geopolitical analyst, writing on X just now, highlighted that more than 2,800 Iranian missiles and drones hit the UAE. He adds that the UAE's response included a strike on Iran's Lavan Island oil refinery back in April. Raylan Givens, an observer of Jewish Community Matters, posted minutes ago about ongoing riots outside the Young Israel Synagogue of Midwood in Brooklyn. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a Middle East historian, noted that history doesn't always repeat itself, but if it does, Arab armies once defeated the Iranian Sassanid Empire. He suggests not to underestimate Arab capabilities in Hormuz. Now for more on those stories, starting with the UAE's secret attacks on Iran. The Jerusalem Post reports that the strikes occurred before the current ceasefire began. These actions remain unacknowledged by the UAE government. Experts believe this could escalate tensions in the region, affecting diplomatic ties. Turning to the US sanctions on Iranian oil shipments, Ynet explains that the sanctions target firms facilitating oil shipments to China. The US also offers a substantial reward for information against the IRGC's financial operations. This move aims to weaken Iran's economic power and curb its influence. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's comments on 60 Minutes suggest a strategic separation between Hezbollah and Iran. According to Forward, he emphasized the need to address each threat individually. This stance could shape Israel's military and diplomatic strategies moving forward. In financial news, first, Maariv Business reveals that Dr. Mordechai Kedar sees Iran's current situation as dire, with many citizens struggling to afford basic necessities. He describes Iran's stance in the Middle East as a poker game, highlighting the underlying economic desperation. Separately, CTEC warns that the strong shekel is becoming Israel's next economic crisis. Exporters are concerned about potential layoffs and shifts in production abroad due to the currency's surge. Policymakers have remained largely silent on the matter. And finally, Globes reports that Google Finance's AI beta version has launched in Israel. This new tool offers users a customized display of investment portfolios and advanced market analysis. It signifies a significant step in financial technology innovation within the country. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.